Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie School District Business Manager Jeff Schwarzentruber about the Fund for Academic Excellence.
When was this steering committee founded and when this project all started?
The steering committee was, I think, founded probably about 18 months ago. The class of 66 had their reunion, I believe, in the summer of 16. And then there was a group that came back for, I think, the first or second home football game this past fall, and kind of rolled it out and presented the big check to the foundation that evening on the track during, I think it was after the first quarter or third quarter, they did that. Just to try and bring some awareness to this new concept that's out there. Mid Prairie Community School Foundation has been around, I believe, since mid-80s, and the focus has been a lot on creating scholarships for graduating students. So each year, I think Mid Prairie gives somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 to $50,000 in scholarships to students. That's a great accomplishment, I think, for a school district Mid-Prairie size. But I also believe that this class of 66 was trying to dream about how can we give back to the place that gave us our start and wanted to do something that wasn't just, oh, we'll hand out a $1,000 or $2,000 scholarship every year in the name of the class of 66, and that student goes off and does their thing. They are interested in seeing students be successful, but they were thinking, you know, we really want those students to be successful with enhanced opportunities while they're in school at Mid Prairie. And to come up with this grant writing project and thought process was pretty amazing, considering too where all of the folks of the class of 66 went to. I know one of the people is in Fort Worth, Texas, and has been one of the instigators of getting this started, along with Cheryl Miller, and I think there's four or five others in that class that, you know, kind of caught the vision and the fire to take this from just an idea to a reality.
What has been your role, coming from your background, being a chair for the foundation and for being business manager?
Basically, it's listening to the processes and procedures that we'll ask the grantees to take once they are given the notification that they were successful with their award application, our grant application. And we, you know, work through what happens at the foundation, what needs to happen at the school, and how does the reimbursement happen for the funds that are taking place. Because a lot of times, when these kind of grants are done, you have to spend the money up front and then you apply for reimbursement. And so we were trying to make sure that we were getting some good procedures in place for that. And then the other thing we talked about was just how do we begin to grow this endowment from $66,000 to the $250,000 that they would like to see it grow to in the next 3 to 5 years. And I think Cheryl would say 3 years or less. You know, how are we going to help that fund grow? So the committee's also spent considerable time talking about who should we approach, how do we define how we're going to change lives while the students are here. That augmented reality sandbox that Glenda Seward and the group that she worked with to receive that award, that to me is kind of the spotlight that I would shine on it, is look at all the students that are going to have an opportunity to learn in a way that's not normally presented at the K-12 experience. And just some of the stuff that she showed last night at the board meeting to me is really exciting, because our students are going to get to do programming with Linux, to work with the cameras, to do the topography work, and then the primary school students, elementary school students that can come in and see some of this stuff happen, and they start to get a vision for, hey, this, how do I, you know, how can I get involved here? I think is is really cool for us. And so as we're talking about the growth of that, I mean, we're way back. We're not at the front line helping make those things happen, but you got to have somebody that's building the structure. And that's what I've been involved with, the committee. And Cheryl's leadership has been key to this. She's the one kind of leading the charge and getting the rest of us charged up to step in.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid-Prairie School District Business Manager Jeff Schwarzentruber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.